the steps and get by the...
Yeah, that's what I'm doing right now.
What are you doing?
By myself.
Yes, you keep practicing. You practice again and again and again. You have more steps to practice on until the day comes when you get a perfect operation. Then you become a surgeon. Same principle. You keep catching yourself.
Yeah, it's like a recognition, recognizing when
you keep remembering to catch yourself. And it comes more often, more often.
And that's what the inquiry is helpful for. It keeps reminding you that you're back in me again.
The time lapse becomes closer and closer to reality. And it starts coming closer to it.
It's really interesting because when you're doing even a little bit of self-abiding to some extent, no matter all the things that get you angry, when you're in the ego, they don't bother you. You know, people driving, cut in front of you, and all these, usually you get all tight and contracted and angry. But when you're self-abiding, you're just resting there, that they can do anything. You don't react, you're all released, you're not tense. You know, the day goes smooth.
If you're really doing it, it brings you perfect peace.
Perfect, it does, yeah.
It really does. So we keep remembering, we'll forget, then we'll remember again. Sometimes we'll get disgusted with the whole thing, and we'll stop for a couple of months, who knows. But then we'll go back to it. And if we keep abiding, we'll get there. And become free. But then again, if you don't, that's okay. Because you'll come back again, and you'll be ahead of the game.
But the way you're speaking now, it seems like we're going to get there. It seems like we're not there. Isn't it true that we're there? If only we're just distracting ourselves.
Of course, you're distracting yourself.
Yeah.
You can awaken any time.
Yeah. So it's not a goal to be attained, but it's just to recognize.
To awaken. Just like from a dream. You keep dreaming the same dream until you wake up.
So we're going to wake up to what is already the reality, truth, right here.
Of course. And the only difference about this and the dream is that it disappears longer. That's all.
Another difference seems to me that, with rare exception, and I guess you call that lucid dream, but you usually aren't trying to wake up from the dream when you have night dreams.
But some people
aren't. Yeah, and lucid dream you do, because you know
on the dream.
That you're dreaming. But most dreams, you aren't attempting to awaken within the dream, and in this dream we are consciously attempting to awaken. So there's a difference.
I had an interesting dream the other night. And I dreamt I was conducting a class, and Queen Elizabeth came in. And she sat down and took off her crown, and just put her hands in her lap. Then I woke up.
That's interesting.
Whatever that means.
Did she? She had a crown. I started asking if she had one of her silly hats on, but no, she had a crown.
And she took it off and put her off.
No, I know that this word is we can't take this word literally, but it's a hard, it kind of leads to a certain conflict. You speak of the great reality, sometimes it's pure intelligence. I think I've made this point before probably more than once. But you use the term pure intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hard for me to accept that term and not believe that intelligence leads to something else. Intelligence for us in our current state implies so many other things. So that this intelligence, when you use the word, I mean, I know you mean something more than intelligence.
I mean non-discrimination. Non-attachment. When there's non-discrimination, non-attachment, there's pure intelligence. Because you see things as they are.
But doesn't, even in that way, it doesn't... Isn't there a suggestion that something develops out of this type of intelligence, that there is some, that it is a pregnant situation.
If you accept it that way, that's not the meaning. The meaning is just pure intelligence, period. No concepts, no definitions. Non-discriminatory. Nothing you hold on to. It's pure existence. Pure knowledge, same thing. Pure bliss. Those words are all synonymous.
That reminds me of the, I told you I've been reading Plotinus again. Plotinus says that nothing can be said about the One. No attributes can be given to the One beyond any such thing.
That's true. That's why we call it ultimate oneness. There's no definition.
You can't even call it one.
It's not one at all.
One is also a concept.
Yeah. That's why they call it non-dual. Instead of one, they call it non-dual for non-truth.
Or emptiness.
Hey, Rob, I had an idea about it that I think might be interesting. It's really, I think what it is really realization of consciousness. You know, and like, I've been living as realization of mind. You know, me wanting to know, wanting to get realized, you know, wanting to be released. I've been really living as realization of me, realization of mind, of memory, conditioning. I think this whole thing is really coming to rest as realization of consciousness, just consciousness. Not consciousness of anything, but just consciousness. And when that position is held on to, or rested in, established in that position, something magical happens.
Yes, you're speaking of no realization. Realization of consciousness is really no realization. Because there's no one to realize.
Yeah. No self.
It's called pure awareness.
Same thing.
Same thing. Yeah.
Absolute reality.
You know, the Zen Buddhists speak of no mind. That's a common term.
No self, no mind.
Or nirvana. The same thing.
So maybe, Arnold, when you think of pure intelligence, you might think of pure awareness, of pure consciousness.
Why think?
Only we can stop.
Who said that?